This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the very final hours of lame duck last December, state lawmakers put together a complicated road funding package, the one we'll vote on in May. Well, now come two big road bumps for the sales tax proposal. A new analysis from economist Patrick Anderson that contains unpleasant federal tax surprises for over a million Michiganders. And some big resignations today. Chad Livengood from the Detroit News Lansing Bureau is here to help sort us out. Chad, what's the first road bump?
Just this morning, the consulting team that had been kind of working without a contract trying to put together the ballot campaign for selling this whole sales tax increase to voters said that they are withdrawing their proposal, citing philosophical differences with the governor's office how to approach this. This is the same campaign team that ran the successful repeal of the personal property tax on industrial equipment back in August last year. They include Truscott Rossman, a big bipartisan public relations firm, and Howard Edelson, a Democratic consultant, and a couple of other consultants on both sides of the aisle. This same team actually helped defeat the renewable energy campaign back in 2012. So this is kind of a hiccup and a bump in the road, to say the least, given that there's just not a lot of time here to put together this campaign for a May 5th statewide vote. People already say it's a pretty tough sell to get people to vote to increase their taxes. And then if you don't have a campaign in place at the 1st of February,
wow,
that's not a good sign.
Is there any whiff of what these philosophical differences were, Chad?
There's some whiffs, but I'm not going to get too far into it. Some of it's speculation right now. But these things happen sometimes in campaigns. There are differences of opinion on how to approach things and how to sell something. Apparently, this crew didn't get along or have all the same opinions with the governor's office. They're moving on and withdrawing. At the same time, there's another hiccup that's kind of come out in the analysis of some of this other impacts of this wide-ranging package of bills, because this is not just a sales tax increase. The sales tax increase is going to supplant revenue for schools that will be lost by repealing sales tax on gasoline, which we're doing, as we've talked in the past, so that tax on gasoline at the pump is all going to roads. Right now, a lot of the tax that you pay on gasoline goes to schools and municipalities and the general fund of the state of Michigan, because sales tax isn't designated for roads. And so this whole proposal is trying to do several different things. At the same time, there's these new fees for truckers, and there's a change in the way we're going to tax vehicle registration fees, otherwise known as the birthday tax, in which you get a tax on the sticker price of your vehicle.
Right.
Currently, there's a three-year depreciation schedule where every year the value is lowered by 10%, which lowers your tax bill. And then over time, you know, an older junker car pays, you know, very little in the actual registration fee, whereas the new $40,000 Cadillac pays a couple hundred bucks.
Got it.
This change is going to lock in and get rid of the depreciation schedule and lock in the tax for the life of the vehicle. And initially, it doesn't raise a lot of money, but as the state's fleet of cars, you might say, turns over and the junkers go to the scrapyard, there will be more and more cars paying a larger tax as new cars are bought. In doing this, they're getting rid of what is a property tax and going to a per-unit excise tax. And under some interpretation right now and under federal code is that the property tax is something that is popular deduction on your personal income taxes, on your federal income taxes. Patrick Anderson, a pretty well-respected conservative economist from East Lansing, put out an analysis yesterday saying this is going to essentially lead to $410 million in lost deductions among Michigan taxpayers who itemize their taxes and deduct property taxes. And that would essentially equate to $102 million in additional taxes being paid by, somewhere around a million people in the who again are deducting their taxes. It's about a quarter of the taxpayers, but
and you can hear people all over the state going, "Say what?"
Well, yeah, and if you own a house, and these numbers are not precise because the IRS doesn't break down whether you're deducting property taxes for taxes on your vehicle versus tax on your house. But the assumption among economists is if you own a house and you're deducting the property taxes on that, you probably own a car, and or two or three, and you are also deducting those taxes as well. So, and if you use TurboTax, it just guides you right there anyway. So, that's been my experience. So, you know, Anderson is calling this a hidden tax, essentially, in the package of bills, because it will lower the amount of possibly lower the number amount of deductible taxes for people. This is all still subject to the IRS. It's a review. They could deem the change in Michigan's tax no different than the current scheme and keep allowing people to deduct this, or they may not. So,
was this intended, or is they? I know you. Did you talk to the sponsor of the vehicle registration bill?
Yeah, Representative Mike McCready from Bloomfield Hills. He said that they knew about this, and they were aware. He said that they saw some numbers kind of in the last days of lame duck session that didn't think it was going to be this big of an impact. So that's going to be kind of in dispute for the next couple of months. So they knew this, but they basically decided to go with this approach because the other alternative was just raising everybody's vehicle registration taxes. And that's a wholly unpopular, probably just as unpopular as raising the gas tax, if not more, because it's known as the birthday tax. You get this tax bill at or around your birthday every year when you get your tags renewed. So that was kind of a dead on arrival proposal. And so the alternative, or what he said was, Representative McCready said it was less painful approach, was to do this elimination of the depreciation schedule and then slowly collect more taxes on vehicle registrations by no longer giving people these discounts.
Yeah, Chad, this strikes me that this is not happy news for the governor's office.
No, they're not happy about it at all. And at the same time, now their consultant team that had kind of come forward almost pro bono, trying to put this thing together, right around just after the holidays. Now they're pulling out, and so they've like I said, there's a few potholes in the pathway to a sales tax increase here.
Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporter Chad Livengood. Thank you so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.